out, kiddies. It's me, John Cusier, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to We Got the Geek.
Well, hello, everyone. Long time no talk. It's Jay Stu, and I'm sitting here with the lovely Sarah J.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yep, it's the middle or near the end of January. Happy New Year.
Our first recording of 2026.
Yes.
Hope you're all having a good year so far, and hope you had a great Christmas. I know it's been a while. Again, as every podcast, we use the excuse, life, adulting.
Damn life and adulting.
Just wanted to talk about a few things. So, Sarah.
Yes.
You've had a couple of happy announcements in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, 2026 has been looking up for me, which is weird.
All right, so tell us about the play, first of all.
Okay, so Canalside Players, our production for this year is halfway there. It's a Norm Foster play. It's really funny. Norm Foster's plays are pretty funny.
Did you guys not cover one of his plays before?
We did. Self Help is a Norm Foster play. That was the year before last.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was. That one was really funny too. This year, just like in previous years, I auditioned for Halfway There and I got cast. So I will be performing on stage for this performance as Rita. And great cast. Like, we have fantastic talent, and I'm excited.
And you seem very talented yourself, because did you not make the people cry when you auditioned?
I did. I did part of Rita's dialogue, and I made the director cry.
That's good. Good stuff.
Yeah, so good. Here, Jessica, bawl your eyes out.
The mark of a good actor. I think you can make them cry.
Yep, that's true. Or laugh.
Or laugh. Ha ha.
Ha 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 ha. And then sob uncontrollably.
Do we have the dates for the play?
Yes.
People can go see it?
Yeah. Tickets can be bought online. You can get the website from Canalside Players on Facebook or the City of Welland website for the Welland Community Center. They can also be purchased at the counter of the Welland Community Center on Lincoln Street at the intersection of Lincoln and King in Welland. Performance dates are the 17th, 18th, and 19th. The 17th is opening night, and that's the gala performance. There's going to be food, and Niagara College will be there with drinks, a bar set up, and a whiskey distillery that's in the area. Tickets are for members of the community center, $20, and for non-members, $23. And that performance starts at 7 p.m., cocktails and finger foods will be at 5:30. Cocktails provided by NB Distillers, wine and beer from Niagara College School of Culinary Arts. The other two performance dates that weekend, opening weekend, $17 for members, $20 for non-members. And those performances are the 18th, which is Saturday, and that's at 7. And then a matinee performance Sunday, April 19th at 1 p.m. And then our closing weekend is Friday, April 24th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, April 25th at 7 p.m.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it. I've had a good time at your grand opening gala nights the last two or three years. I was part of it a couple years ago.
Yes, you were in Knickers.
Yes.
Which was three...
3 years ago
three
now?
3 years ago.
I got yelled at and waved a cup around 3 years ago?
Yes, you did.
Holy
sir.
Cow.
Yes, you did.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell Jessica that if we need a diner patron who just waves a coffee cup or something and has no lines, that, you know, I have the perfect person.
Excellent. Also, if the Canal Side players are listening, I would love to interview you all again this year, like I have done a few times in the past.
That'd be cool.
That would be swell.
Yeah, it would.
So, yeah, come on out to that, folks. And also, Sarah.
Yes, Jason.
You had another happy announcement that you got wind of.
Yeah, so Barbara Mantini, one of our college professors for the acting for film and television program, posted on the alumni page a casting call for someone for auditions to play someone's mother in a student-led feature film project from Centennial Secondary School in Welland. So I took a leap of faith and emailed the teacher that is in charge of that group. And I had an audition, and they offered me the role. So I am going to be in a feature film, an independent student feature film.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited. And they're a great bunch of kids. I met the two directors and the camera operator and the other girl that's playing, I think she's playing Elena. I am so sorry if any of... If any of you listen to it, I'm so sorry, but I think she's playing Elena, Jamie, the main protagonist's friend. And I'm playing Jamie's mother. And the movie's called What We Had Was Noise.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is amazing news.
Thank you.
And I look forward to seeing that as well. Will I get invited to the grand premiere?
I can't remember where Michael said it's going to be shown at in the theater at the community center. And a few other places. But I will find out more details about that. Because they're only about 30%. The movie's only about 30% filmed right now. So it's going to take a few more months. And but once everything is done, I get more details about where it will be screened, then I will let you know.
Excellent. Excellent. Also wanted to mention... something Sarah and I have been helping out with the last few months is a couple of friends of ours, Rebecca and Matthew. They have a monthly show called the Niagara Collectors Market.
Yes.
They hold it at, what is it, Fireman's Park?
Yep.
Every month.
Yes.
Great group of people, great family environment. I've been helping them run the door, and everyone that comes in is just... super nice and
really
friendly,
nice.
And all the vendors are awesome too.
Oh yeah,
they are doing another show on February the 8th.
It's a Sunday. Sorry,
the rest of the shows this year are on Sunday.
I knew it started with an S and ended with a Y.
Yeah, so they're looking for some vendors and crafters to appear at their next show.
Yes,
and I just wanted to give some contact information for them where you can go to reach out. You can reach out to them via email at theniagarashow@gmail.com or on Facebook at the page Niagara Collectors Market. Like I said, it's a great show. And
it's a lot of fun. Rebecca and Matt are amazing people.
Yeah,
and it's they're funny as hell.
Great venue, too. It's a great hall they have there.
And it's a beautiful hall, and you're surrounded by nature because it's at Fireman's Park. Beautiful walking areas and trees and just a whole whack of nature.
Yes.
I love it. I love it out there.
When we have future dates, we'll announce it here on the podcast. But the next one is February the 8th.
Yes.
So come out to that one and see
us.
Who knows,
you might find something to buy for your honey because Valentine's Day is the next weekend.
Yeah. That's right. Indeed.
Just saying.
Yeah. Speaking of Matthew and Rebecca, because they helped us out, segue, because we haven't been on the podcast, we did our show November 30th. Holy shit, we haven't recorded since then.
Nope.
We did our fourth Garden City Comic Con?
Yes, this coming year will be our fifth.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank everyone that came out to that and helped us out. We did announce a fifth for this year, hoping to make it special because it would be kind of an anniversary.
Jason wants cake.
I would like us to make a cake. One time We had an anniversary for the podcast, and Sarah made an Indiana Jones cake.
Yes, I did.
Hint, hint, Sarah.
I'm not doing another Indiana Jones cake.
No.
But I will make a cake.
Yeah, we should make a cake.
I will make a nice giant slab cake to serve many people.
Yeah, we'll serve some cake at the show. And,
yeah, we will.
Once again, it's going to be at Club Heidelberg in St. Catharines.
Because Club Heidelberg rocks!
They sure do.
And Sylvia's amazing.
Yeah.
That was not sarcasm.
No,
Sylvia,
she's cool.
If you listen to this podcast, we love you immensely. You're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you to everyone that helped us out. And
thank you to all the vendors and artists and, and guests and the everybody.
Yeah. Yes. All right, so the big reason why I wanted to podcast today, which I thought was a cute idea.
Besides there being a snowstorm.
Right. So a little background, and I think the background is going to be actually longer than the review we do. All right, so Sarah...
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time, back in the long, long ago. So there was a show, was it on the Space Channel? I don't even remember.
It was on the Space Channel. Channel 50, if you had cable.
That's right.
And Todd and the Book of Pure Evil.
Right. So I did a little research because I really couldn't remember the years. The show was on for 2 years, from 2010 to 2012. So that long ago. I remember I was at a fan expo probably in 2010 when they announced the cast was there to sign. And, like, I didn't know who it was. But I got a little excited when someone said Jason Mewes is part of the cast.
Yep.
So I didn't go see them that day, though.
His ears really perked up.
Yeah. So I ended up watching the show. I liked it a lot. Sarah?
I liked the show. It was funny, and it was quirky, and it was bloody, and you know, well, I mean, it's about a book of pure evil. Like, of course it's going to be bloody.
Yes, as Wikipedia describes it.
Oh, Wikipedia.
It's a television series that follows a group of high school students who confront the effects of a demonic book.
The Book of Pure Evil.
The main character's name, of course, was Todd.
Yes.
He was a metalhead.
Yes.
And him and his friends would fight demons every week.
Yes, they played
in
the halls
right?
of the school.
Yes, where Jason Mewes...
was the janitor.
Was the janitor, Jimmy. Anyhow, we're going to...
I remember when I first watched it.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do I know him?
Oh, you
Jason Mewes.
Had you seen any of the movies at that point?
Yeah, but, like, I was like, what the hell? That's not really Jason Mewes, is it? Holy crap, it is!
I could be wrong, but is he not maybe the only non-Canadian on that show?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, so I like
the show.
It's
all set in Canada.
All set in Canada. Show ended on a cliffhanger.
Yes, it did.
Apparently, from what I read today, they had scripts for a season 3 and a season 4 before they found out they weren't coming back.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Yeah.
So, now we're gonna fast forward a little bit to 2017. So, in 2017, we were all set to go to Fan Expo. And I got an email asking me if we wanted to be press at a panel for Todd and the Book of Pure Evil. Only this time, they were doing a sequel.
Yeah.
They were doing a animated DVD.
Yes.
Called Todd and the Book of Pure Evil, The End of the End.
Yes.
And they also said in the email, we're inviting a select few to come and interview the cast afterwards.
And we were part of the select few.
Yeah, I was very proud. It was one of my proudest moments. Unfortunately, that was a day we weren't going to Fan Expo because we were going to go on the front.
We found a way around that.
Yeah, we were going on the Friday and the Sunday. And
not
then
the Saturday.
Not the Saturday. So we ended up going. I wrote back and said, the entire cast, do you mean Jason Mewes as well? Like, yeah, if that's who you want to interview. And we got to the panel, and the whole cast was there.
And my Jason was like, hell yeah!
Yeah. They showed, I think, the first 15 minutes of the movie.
First 15, yes.
Then they did a panel with everybody. And then the interviews, I think they gave us about 5 minutes each.
Yep.
With each interview.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, we interviewed the two main guys, Alex House, who played Todd, and Bill Turnbull, who played Curtis.
Yeah.
And that interview, to this day, continues to get hits.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's in our top five podcasts.
Popular interviews.
Yeah.
Because it was, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Those two, Alex and Bill, are just freaking wonderful, wonderful guys.
Yeah.
And funny and just... It was a great interview.
But yeah, it's 2025. It's 8 years later. We're still getting hits on it. And the Jason Mewes one did well as well.
Yeah, you got tongue-tied.
Yeah, here's the thing. We only had 5 minutes, and I behaved. I strictly asked him about Todd and the Book of Pure Evil. I didn't bring up Clerks or anything.
No.
I managed to get a comic book question because I knew he was a big comic book guy. Little did we know. And this is how long ago this was. Not long after that, Kevin Smith had his heart attack.
Yes.
And not long after that, they announced they were doing Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Yes.
Which I don't think there were any plans to ever do those characters again at that point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I might have asked him.
I know you would have.
I would have definitely asked him. But yeah, and I think I giggled the whole time while we were waiting in line to meet him.
You were so... And at one point, you just kind of froze during the interview, and I kind of had to take over because you were like, I'm standing in front of Jason Mewes.
I'm with Jay, Snoochie Boochies.
The two Jays had, I took their picture together.
Yeah. So, I guess, and I remember reading about it, I read about it today, too. They had a premiere for the movie at the Scotiabank Theater.
Yes.
So, at the time... I don't know what I was thinking of. I was like, oh, the bus terminals, or the train station's too far away from the movie theater. We can't go. And we were poor, too.
Yeah.
But now that we've gone to the Scotiabank Theater, it's really not that far from the train station. So anyhow, we missed the premiere. We missed going to the movie. And then we never saw the movie. I saw the movie on DVD at a Frightmare on... in the Falls 1 year.
Yeah.
And I contemplated buying it, but it was like $40 or something like that.
Yeah.
I was not about to pay that for a DVD because, you know, I'm cheap and frugal.
No comment.
No comment. So that brings us to today. Well, actually, to a couple days ago. My kid Dirk has gotten into watching the streaming service Tubi. Tubi, Tubi's pretty good. Tubi shows like a bunch of eclectic shows and movies that you can't find anywhere else. And by the way, while we were looking through TV series, a lot of the TV series on there are TV shows that were only on for maybe one season.
Yeah.
So it's stuff you're not going to see on Netflix. And by the way, there's a category on Tubi that's called Not on Netflix. So, I was looking around in there, and lo and behold, there was the Todd in the Book of Evil movie.
Animated.
This is 2025. We're now 9 years after doing the interviews and not watching the movie.
Yeah.
So, I thought it would be cute to watch it and maybe review it.
Yeah.
And finally, like, come full circle after 9 years.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a very short review. So while I liked it, Sarah?
I did not like it as much.
And
as the original show.
You brought up a good point, though. That you said that maybe if it had been live action, you would have liked it a little more.
Live action, or if they had done it sooner.
Well, they did do it sooner. It's just we didn't watch it 9 years ago.
True.
Still, you know what? It was 5 years between the show and the movie in the first place.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they had to get funding, I guess, too, from what I read. They were waiting on funding. In fact, they recorded all the voices for that cartoon 3 years before it came out.
Oh, my God.
No, but I guess I also read that a lot of the stuff that they had written for season 3 and 4 had wound up in the movie. Like, the different characters that the book affected and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, live action probably would have been better, but I thought they did a good job of wrapping up the series, and I liked the story, and I kind of liked the animation.
The animation was fantastic.
And I haven't watched the series since it ended, so it actually brought back the series as I was watching the cartoon, because I remembered certain things and certain characters. Forgot that Julian Richings was a big cast member on the show.
Yeah,
and Jay Muse did a little bit of the narrating in this.
He was the school guidance counselor instead of the janitor.
Yeah.
He got promoted.
Yeah, and then the evil guidance counselor from the show became the janitor, and he joined the team and all that excellent stuff. So, 9 years later.
Here we are.
Here we are. I liked it. Sarah wasn't so much a fan.
Yeah.
I think I would give it... I personally would have given it 4 out of Hannah clones out of 5.
I'm going to give it 3.5 books of pure evil out of 5.
And if you want to check it out, Tubi's a free service. It's fantastic service.
They have a lot of good stuff on it.
There's so much stuff on there I'm going to check out that I remember from way back when.
Mm-hmm.
But check it out. I think it's a good continuation. If you're a fan of the show that ended in 2012, you're going to like it.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Is there anything else you've been geeking out about lately that you would like to mention? Any trailers or shit you've watched on TV? You finally watched Stranger Things?
Yes.
Did you like how it ended?
Yes and no.
No?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
But there were also some things that I wasn't too keen on, but... All in all, like, overall, I really loved it. Like, it was a nice ending to the whole series. I enjoyed it. Right now, I'm back into playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved this game so much. New expansion coming out in March!
Yeah, I haven't had a lot of time to nerd out about anything, just because of the day job and whatnot. And I watch TV when I'm done.
Well, it's like me being in the crossing guard, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to do things after my morning shift and before my afternoon shift, and then things in the evening. And I got rehearsals and trivia and D&D and.
I think we should do
ball hockey.
I think we should do another show when the Super Bowl comes out. They announced the trailers that are going to be released during the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
So Toy Story 5.
Oh, my.
Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's going to be another Supergirl trailer, but they're going to have the first full trailer of Avengers Doomsday.
Uh-huh.
We've just been getting the previews the last few weeks, you know, the little clips of Steve Rogers and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe we should do a show about that. We could talk about the game, even, and we can talk about the commercials.
Okay.
If you know what, folks, if you got any ideas out there of stuff you'd want us to review, let us know, because I admit it was a rough year last year. I still love podcasting, just things got in the way a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But I really want to be heavily back into it this year and go to some cons and review some stuff. So
Ren
let us
fairs
know.
This year.
Yeah.
All the Ren fairs.
All the Ren fairs. So, yeah, if you got any notes, anything you'd like us to look at or review, give us a shout. We're going to be doing our top 10 of last year pretty soon with Hunter again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about getting back into the podcast.
Good.
Just the mood, the weather, everything last year. Just. You can reach out to us on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page. I think we have one on X still. And all that jazz. Or if you want to be a guest, we'll talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that was good for dipping our toe back into it.
Burr.
So, thank you for anyone that listened. And thank you, Sarah, for taking the time to record with me today.
You're welcome.
And, as they say in the funny papers, I don't know. We'll see you soon, I hope. I'm hoping not to, be another few months.
Yeah.
So thank you for everyone still listening to us and supporting us and going to
bless
our Facebook
you.
Page. Bless you.
Wonderful, wonderful people.
Bless you from the cockles of my heart.
Or the subcockle area.
Maybe even
in the kidney.
We don't know.
Thank you, Dennis Leary.
Thank you, Dennis Leary. Anyhow, thanks, folks. We'll talk to you real soon.
And as our friend Bree says, okay, love you, bye!
To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out on www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.